Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah High School Activities Association is considering banning many international students from playing varsity sports.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, if this proposal were to pass, any international student on an F1 visa would no longer be allowed to play varsity sports for any Utah high school starting next year. KSL podcast host Amy Donaldson says this comes in response to allegations of some schools here in Utah recruiting international students to play on their sports teams, which is against UHSAA rules. In that investigation, several students came forward saying they were given scholarships to play sports. Students on J2 visas would not be affected since they normally come in through international student programs where they don't have much say in where they attend school. You can find the full story on KSLNewsRadio.com. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City Council was briefed last night on the bill passed by the state legislature to help build a hockey arena in downtown. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
The city received an application from Smith Entertainment Group back on April 4th, a step required by the legislation, which would facilitate redevelopment around the Delta Center. During last night's meeting, the Salt Lake City attorney briefed council members and outlined the timeline for potential development, the 0.5% sales tax increase to pay for it. Several key dates were decided upon by council members, including as early as July 2nd for a full vote on the agreement. The council wants a public hearing on May 21st. First, Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
BYU basketball has a new head coach, and his hire is turning heads. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with reaction. Peter?
Amanda, the newest head of BYU basketball is, drumroll please, Phoenix Suns assistant coach Kevin Young. Utah Jazz CEO Danny Ainge says that's a familiar name to him.
Wow, that's a really good get for BYU. I tried to hire Kevin about 10 years ago. He was a guy that we interviewed last year for the head coaching job here and was incredibly impressive.
Current Suns head coach Frank Vogel piles on.
He was great for me, has been great for me throughout the course of this year. They are beyond lucky to have him.
Coach Young could receive one of the highest salaries in the NCAA at $4.3 million a year for the new position, according to CBS Sports. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Just in case you're counting, we are just 100 days away from opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics. Scammers are definitely paying attention. KSL TV's Matt Gephardt spoke to Adam Lobb, who is the general manager of a global security vendor, about taking steps to avoid being scammed when heading to the games.
Use your smartphone as a tool. Use that interpreter app to ensure all parties understand the terms of the transaction. And when you're overseas, you may be tempted to save a few bucks by leaving your phone in airplane mode and just relying on the free Wi-Fi. Lobb does not suggest that.
Lobb says it would be a good idea to get an international roaming plan for your cell phone before traveling outside the country so you won't need to rely on Wi-Fi hotspots.
KSL's top national stories now. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing for aid packages for Israel and Ukraine while facing threats from members of his own party who want him removed from leadership. ABC's Rachel Scott has the latest.
Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos without a Speaker yet again, and forcing Johnson to not only turn to Democrats to save his job, but also to push that aid for Israel and Ukraine across the finish line.
Johnson wants an aid plan that mirrors the Senate-supported bill passed 2 months ago.
The leaders at the Federal Reserve say they don't expect an interest cut anytime soon.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence and instead indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence.
The remarks at the Wilson Center in Washington are a shift for Powell, who on March 7th told the Senate committee that the Fed was, quote, not far from gaining the confidence it needed to cut rates. I'm Shelley Adler.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, if you're on I-15, you've got slow spots in Utah County from Linden into Pleasant Grove and then again in Bluffdale to Draper. South 15's backed up a bit around the 215 split in North Salt Lake, and you've got your typical slowing along the Bangor Highway in both South Jordan and Taylorsville right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The above-average snowpack has water managers in the Weber Basin releasing millions of extra gallons downstream to the Great Salt Lake. Scott Paxman with the Basin's Water Conservancy District tells KSL-TV it's all about efficiency.
You don't wait for good years and use as much as you want. You'll always be more efficient with the water use.
Paxman says they aren't too worried about flooding this year, unlike last year.
Congress will be hearing from the Boeing whistleblower today, who says the jet maker needs significant improvements.
In a preview of his testimony, the whistleblower Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, calls for the 787 Dreamliner to be grounded immediately. He claims the wide-body jets are not properly fastened and could eventually break apart over time, a claim Boeing calls inaccurate. Salapour has not yet provided any documented evidence. Boeing says the issues raised have been subject to rigorous engineering examination under FAA oversight. This analysis has validated that these issues do not present any safety concerns.
ABC's Perry Russum reporting.
A new study on burnout culture in the workplace shows that the importance of getting some downtime just to unwind. The NYU study looked at the work schedules and sleep patterns of more than 7,000 Americans and found those who sacrificed sleep to earn a living suffered depression and poor health. Jamaica Shears with PATH Behavioral Health in Salt Lake says she's hopeful the trend is changing.
This generation currently, who have a lot more say and are very more like aware of, you know, how their parents were burnt out growing up, and they don't want that.
Shears says they've seen a burnout rate among their older adults. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention links insufficient sleep with diabetes, heart disease, and obesity.
Wonder if we still have those southbound reduced speeds on I-15 from the North Interchange to downtown. We'll check it. That's if you're heading through Davis County. We'll check it in a moment here on KSL.
Make a plan and practice the plan for your family.
Utah's news station is where Utah turns to make sure that you and your families are safe.
The Great Utah Shakeout, Thursday on KSL News Radio.
My name is Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. My wife and I are the parents of six wonderful kids, and now we have two beautiful grandkids. We raised our kids right here in Utah and have always felt like Utah is the best place in America to have a family. More than anything, I'm running for Congress to make sure that doesn't change. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off? Of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
Did you know simple maintenance rejuvenates your asphalt roof for 30 to 50% longer?
Don't wait for a disaster.
Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free assessment today.
Howdy, folks. It's me again. And surprise, it's tomato frenzy time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-size tomato plants are only $2.99 each. That's half price and grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $5.98 a cubic foot bag. So come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton, where they have the best products at the best price and the best employees, too. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
KSL News Time 8:09, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy, we had a texter saying rain in, looks like, Farmington and Layton areas.
Yeah, but we didn't really see that so much. Just, I mean, there was enough, huh? But not enough to really wet the roads down. What with the slowdowns we've been seeing have been more just due to busy traffic and sometimes a crash. Not right now on I-15. I'm seeing delays between Bluffdale and Bangor and some in South Salt Lake, but not because of any crashes. It's just busy on Bangor Highway itself in South Jordan and Taylorsville. And Tooele County, we're all clear of delay now from SR-36 up to Lake Point in Tooele City. Heather?
And we do have good speeds on I-15, US-89, and the West Davis Highway.
despite a few raindrops here and there. This doesn't seem to be slowing anybody down. If you continue southbound I-15 toward North Salt Lake, you will see some brake lights around Center Street and then all the way into downtown. No problems if you need to use Legacy Parkway or the West Side Belt getting to the airport. Eric?
We got some congestion getting over to the freeway. Nothing new here, but maybe a little bit heavier than usual from Redwood Road over to the freeway in Utah County. This is both on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North, and you've got extra slowdowns on Redwood Road coming out of Saratoga Springs up to that 2100 North intersection. Going into the mountains, let's take a look. I-80 looks pretty good. Going out to Park City through Harley Canyon. The same is true through Provo Canyon on 189. Discover the power of hands-on learning at Tooele Technical College. With affordable, flexible, and achievable technical education, your future begins here. Apply today at tooeletech.edu. That's tooeletech.edu. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Normal high this time of year is 62. We'll go 60 this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. Overnight, 37 jumps up to 61 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, rising even more on Friday, 66, partly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it is 51 degrees downtown.
We're going to talk about the cost of childcare here in Utah and how it's outpacing inflation with Debbie Dujanovic in just a moment.
Stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. Interest rates are not the only thing that has evolved in the mortgage industry. The way loan programs are priced has also undergone some changes. These days, sometimes FHA loans work out better, even factoring in mortgage insurance. This is because loans have what are called loan-level pricing adjustments, and they are usually much higher on conventional loans. These fees are more prominent with cash-out refinances, low-down payment purchases, and lower credit score scenarios. These extra costs end up pushing interest rates higher, and this is why a rate quote without context is usually inaccurate. It can be confusing, but we can help you sort through the numbers to see which option fits your situation. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com, NMLS 289115.
I'm going to give you a number here that's important. If you've been struggling with some joint pain, maybe an elbow, a shoulder, and you're thinking about, wow, now the warmer weather's here, am I really going to be able to get out and do all the things I like doing, even if it's just taking a hike up the canyon, 385-766-1987. The future of medicine is here in the Valley at QC Kinetics. That's their number, and they're offering free consultations, and we'll answer any questions you have. But QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management you've seen in decades. It's called regenerative medicine. See, our bodies were created to heal themselves, but those natural biologics need to be concentrated and sent directly to the area where you are feeling pain, and that's how QC Kinetics uses your own body's power to repair and restore damaged tissue. They're under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, who has been at this for 20 years with clinical work, tons of research, and he wants to make sure that you get the relief you need without any surgery or any downtime. So that number again is 385-766-1987. Call QC Kinetics today, 385-766-1987.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah senators are speaking out against the proposal to table an impeachment trial for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, hundreds of millions of extra gallons of water are being sent into the Great Salt Lake right now, ahead of the highest point of the spring runoff.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Right now, traffic on I-15's been having some slow spots. Right before Pleasant Grove, right before Bangor Highway and Draper. Southbound delays we're seeing coming into downtown from North Salt Lake finally have cleared out, though. That's good. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A dry, cool front could kick up the winds today. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's cloudy and 51 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Boeing is today the focus of two congressional hearings aiming to look at recent mechanical and structural issues with its jets. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez with reaction to a whistleblower who says after repeated flight hours, Boeing 787 Dreamliners could break apart.
Boeing strongly denies his claims and says there are no safety concerns. Boeing has been pushing back hard against this whistleblower, saying these concerns were addressed when the company stopped delivering Dreamliners for 2 years to investigate. This. The company says it put the 787 through extreme stress tests with 165,000 takeoffs and landings. That's more than three times what a Dreamliner would fly in its lifetime.
There's another hearing to address a recent FAA safety report on Boeing's planes. House Republicans could be looking at another attempt to oust their speaker. ABC's Rachel Scott, also at the Capitol, says this time it's over Mike Johnson's attempt to split a $95 billion aid package into separate bills.
This is becoming all too familiar. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is defiant, but look, his job is now in jeopardy. The speaker is still vowing to push forward with this complicated plan, bringing that $95 billion bipartisan package over from the Senate with aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and separating into four different bills. He pitched this plan to Republicans behind closed doors, some leaving that meeting very angry.
President Biden is in Pennsylvania today addressing the United Steelworkers, telling them he's calling for a tripling of tariffs on imported Chinese steel. No action in Donald Trump's criminal trial today. Seven jurors sworn in yesterday. Israel's war cabinet meeting this week to talk about a response to the drone attack from Iran.
Israel's response, according to a senior U.S. official, is not expected in the next 48 hours, as Israel faces international pressure not to further escalate the conflict. That's Israel's war cabinet meeting again while the war with Hamas rages on in Gaza.
This is ABC News.
You know, I kind of thought this might be on your radar today, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the cost of child care, which has always been a problem, but it's up.
Yeah, you guys have been doing some great coverage this morning. We're going to riff off that during the David Dujanovic show, that the cost of child care in Utah is outpacing the rise in inflation. And if you just look at the data and a story that we published not too long ago right here at KSL News Radio, child care right now can cost more than college tuition. Mm-hmm. Some families saying they're paying $18,000 a year in Utah. Now, that's a national survey, but in Utah, it's more around $10,000 a year. But you start doing the math, that's $800-some-odd a month.
That's with the people who work there not being paid enough.
Imagine, that's what we were talking about in our morning meeting just before I ran in here. And imagine if they were making more than $33,000 a year on average, mm-hmm. Which maybe even some child care providers may be even earning less than that a year. So let's say we got them in the neighborhood of $50,000 or $60,000 a year. Those costs would then be passed along, of course, to families. They would have to be. But you start looking at these numbers, and I'm going to have a very, very hot take today, and it's going to be an unpopular opinion that I think that there's a day of reckoning coming for a lot of young families and whether they can afford to even have children and bring children into this world at $850 a month for childcare. And you say, well, you know, then one parent just stays home. Well, that's not always economically feasible either with the rising cost of housing. But even before the pandemic, the years leading up to the pandemic, America saw a 6-year drop in the birth rate. And 3 in 5 millennials, those are 20 to 40 year olds, saying they don't have kids because they kids are just too expensive. Mm-hmm. Dave Noriega is the glass half full guy today on the show. He says he's going to come at me with three great solutions to defray the cost of childcare.
Oh, I want to hear this.
I want to hear that. He's he's in the lineup at 9:20 with his solutions.
Look forward to it.
All right. David Dujanovic, top of the hour. This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Revere Health.
8:19, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, slowdowns on I-15 still in place around Bangor Highway and around 53rd South. Those are the two areas you might hit the brakes if you're traveling through there right now. It's looking a little better on Bangor, but you'll still have some extra travel time through the 9800 South stretch of Bangor and South Jordan. And some southbound delay kind of thick in a couple of intersections going from West Jordan to South Jordan on Mountain View Corridor. Heather?
It's the city streets in Weyburn-Davis County holding most of the delays this morning. Has been all morning long. We haven't really seen too many issues on I-15 or Legacy Parkway. If you're on I-84, though, we do have a bit of slowing now westbound after the exit ramp to Mountain Green. But before you get on from Mountain Green onto westbound I-80, haven't heard of a crash in the area, but something is bringing people to a bit of a stop in that area. Otherwise, you've got a pretty good drive throughout the valleys. Eric.
I-15 northbound in Linden still dropping below the normal pace as you work your way from 1600 north of Norm up to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. The rest of I-15, though, looks good across Utah County. Redwood Road slow coming out of Saratoga Springs approaching 2100 north. And if you're heading over to that Redwood Road intersection, Mountain View Corridor for eastbound drivers, that's also very slow. Don't miss the Bedrock Quartz Bonus Cash event. Get 8% same as cash allowance or 12 months 0% financing on any purchase over $3,000, including countertop sinks and more. Visit bedrockquartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast goes from 60s to 80s. How about partly cloudy skies with a high of 60 today? 61 tomorrow, mostly sunny. Here comes the warm-up. 66 on Friday, partly cloudy, mostly sunny, and 71 on your Saturday. Sunday, we're up to 73, sunny skies. A couple of clouds possible on Monday, 75. We top out on Tuesday, 80 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Salt Lake City, it is 51 degrees, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
The markets are pretty flat, but we'll take another look at your money news just ahead on KSL News Radio.
This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by our friends at Olson's Greenhouse, and that means my buddy Brian Lloyd is back with us today. Brian, you settled in for a little while to talk to us. This is great.
I did. It's
good. Oops. Did we lose you?
In an exciting spring, great weather coming, all sorts of happy right now, Tim.
Yeah.
Brian, tell our listeners about Container Fest.
Container Fest.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, yeah, and we'll see if we can fix the connection. Hang on, Brian, we'll check back with you here. We've got a little bit of difficulty in just our connection, so stay with us. We'll come back in a minute.
Encounter an out-of-this-world lunar landscape at Craters of the Moon and its 100th anniversary starting in May. Learn more at visitidaho.org.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
You wouldn't trust a butcher to babysit your pet pig. You wouldn't trust a lumberjack to repair your antiques. Or a professional wrestler to be your massage therapist. So why would you trust anyone but Amco to fix your car? For over 50 years, we've been the trusted experts in transmission repair.
Check out Amco's multiple financing options, so you can fix it fast and pay it off slow.
AA, MCO.
I like daffodils, tulips, the big dinner plate dahlias. I loved being in the garden, but I wasn't going to be able to. Because I couldn't not only walk, but I couldn't really stand on my foot without being in pain. It was excruciating. So my husband said, let's go to the Goodfeet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Terry live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
this nice young man said, I think I can help you. He got the arch support and I was fitted. And I kept walking back and forth across the store and I looked at my husband and burst into tears because it was the first time in a year that I have not had any pain in my foot. I have had no pain since the day I bought them. Now I can do whatever I want. There isn't any place on my property that doesn't have flowers blooming 365 days a year. I still can't believe it. My name is Terry, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Stop by the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeet.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Your child care teachers are only making $33,000 a year on average, which means child care is not coming down anytime soon. As far as solutions, how about this? Subsidies. If that makes you bristle, I think I can win you over. Today on Dave and Eugenovic.
We're watching Utah's Money this morning on KSL News Radio. It's brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Disney just got the green light from the Anaheim City Council to expand the theme park. The proposed expansion would not increase Disney's physical footprint, but would help the company develop new attractions by letting it move rides and entertainment to new locations.
Boeing's ongoing quality issues have cost United Airlines $200 million. The major airline took a hit in the first quarter of the year after that door plug blew out of an Alaskan airline flight.
Markets are mixed. The Dow is up 74, which is 0.2%. We're at 37,873. S&P's up 8, the Nasdaq down 5.
We'll check the drive coming up here again in just a minute, so stay with us. Traffic and weather together. This hour of Utah's Morning News, as we mentioned, is brought to you by Olson's Greenhouse. Brian Lloyd is back with us. Brian, you with us?
Hey, Tim. It's great to be with you.
That's better.
Tell us about Container Fest, Brian.
Hey, Container Fest is an awesome event we're doing this Saturday in all Home Depots across the Wasatch Front. And it's simply an event where you can come out and bring your pots from last year or pick up a brand new one from the store. And we're going to plant those up with any plant you purchase this Saturday and give you the soil for free.
Well, here's the better part. You've got experts there to help you decide which plants to put in there and how to choose your colors correctly.
We do. We've got people on staff at every store from the greenhouse, and they're all experts in designing that beautiful container to adorn your front porch or your back patio. They're going to give you the advice you need to have a successful container gardening season this year and to have some beautiful pots that stand out for all your neighbors to enjoy.
I remember the first time I realized that the plants at Home Depot were from your greenhouse. And I thought to myself, well, of course, no wonder they grow so great and do so well in this Utah climate.
Yeah, we're a local family-owned business, and we grow these flowers right here in these mountain valleys. We're in Santaquin and Salem, and that means they're acclimated to our climate, and they're set up for the best chance so that you can have success with your bedding plants and your flowers and your vegetable starts throughout your yard.
And by the way, when you say any type of container, I was on a broadcast with you one year, and I think somebody brought an old toilet or something that they planted in.
We've done some strange stuff, Tim, but it doesn't matter. If you've got something left over from last year, dump that old soil out because we're going to give you fresh, brand new soil from Scott's Miracle-Gro, and we're going to fill those containers up and then plant them and make them look beautiful for your front yard.
So this is happening at all the Home Depots?
It happens at all the Home Depots. We're going to be on a live radio remote at the new Copper Hills Home Depot on Mountain View Corridor with FM 100 this Saturday. But you can take your container into your closest Home Depot across the Wasatch Front, and we've got our people there at every store, and the plants are, we've been shipping in every day. The plants are loaded and fresh and ready to go for you to take home.
All right, Brian, we'll talk more in the next half hour. That new Home Depot, by the way, is right by our house.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Don't miss Container Fest.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Listen for Dave and Dujanovic tomorrow from 9 to noon. Be Ready Utah joins the host live in the Granite School District near the epicenter of Utah's 2020 earthquake for the Great Utah Shakeout.
Time now for a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Here's Andy.
Well, right now, if you're on I-15, that northbound drive has got some slowdowns between Point of the Mountain and Bangor, with another extra minute or so through Midvale that you'll have to contend with. But otherwise, looking much better. 215 all clear of delays along the west side. Still have some eastbound slowing near State Street, but not related to a crash that they've cleaned up. It's just that we see it every time in the late morning through there, Heather.
Whatever was slowing people down, westbound I-84 right around Mountain Green has eased up, so everybody's traveling at speed now trying to get into the Ogden area. If you're in Ogden, you are going to have some congestion on the city streets like Harrison Boulevard, as well as on Washington Boulevard. Southbound I-15 still has most of our traffic, but right now you're at speed the entire way from Ogden to Salt Lake. Eric.
We've got some slowing, and it's even more so now, northbound I-15 through Linden, but that's the only spot of freeway slowing on I-15 in Utah County. But expect the brake tapping to happen from 1600 North up to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit, and you've got your usual delays heading over to the freeway if you're out on Redwood Road this morning. If you're on 2100 North or Pioneer Crossing or even Lehigh's Main Street in between. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
51 degrees right now downtown at KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The rising cost of childcare is making life tough for many Utah families.
KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera takes a look at the latest numbers showing childcare costs in Utah are rising faster than inflation.
That difference in childcare cost is 4.4% according to the Bureau. The reality is pre-K educators and workers face the same wage issues many grade school teachers do, with Utah's child care providers averaging $33,000 annually.
Unfortunately, where some people call child care centers glorified babysitters, but they actually have teachers with knowledge around child development.
That was Sarah Robotham, a child care center director, who, like most at her daycare, hold a degree in early childhood development. But like many educators, the passion for the kids outweighs the industry's challenges when it comes to compensation. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Senators will be sworn in as jurors today in the impeachment case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Democratic leaders say the hearing will likely be short. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Democrats need to take this impeachment seriously.
The Senate has a clear obligation under the Constitution and 200 years of precedent. We need to hold a trial. We need to allow the managers to present the evidence, and then every one of us who is following the law should convict and remove Alejandro Mayorkas.
The Democratic-controlled Senate expected to dismiss the charges quickly.
Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney are also speaking out about the impeachment trial of Secretary Mayorkas.
Senator Mike Lee has been pressuring Senate leadership to take up a trial against Secretary Mayorkas for weeks.
Senate Democrats want to avoid even examining the evidence presented against Mayorkas. We should not be going about business as usual.
Senator Mitt Romney has also sparred with Mayorkas for years.
We have the secretary responsible for securing our border and our immigration system who doesn't recognize these charts as being a problem.
But he's changed his stance on the impeachment issue. 2 weeks ago, Romney was against a trial and called Mayorkas, quote, the wrong target. But yesterday he told Politico he wants at least some debate in a committee or the entire Senate. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Speaking of Mitt Romney, the Senate candidates vying for his seat are forking over a lot of money ahead of this month's state conventions. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson begins our team coverage.
Senate candidates are raising money or loaning themselves funds to get their names out there in this highly competitive race. Filings from the Federal Election Commission this week reveal some of the top dollar earners so far. Former State House Speaker Brad Wilson has made about $4.8 million, including a large loan from himself. Congressman John Curtis has raised about $3 million, including money left over from his former congressional bid. And Attorney Brent Hatch, son of Utah's longest-serving Senator Orrin Hatch, has collected about $1.2 million for his campaign.
The University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics reports the amount of money being spent this year is more than usual, which indicates a highly competitive race.
Utah's open Senate seat is also attracting a lot of out-of-state money and political attack ads. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our team coverage.
The Hometown Freedom Action Network has some pretty choice words for Representative John Curtis and Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs.
Both men are running for the Senate, and the PACs spending big to question their loyalty to former President Donald Trump. Specifically, they went after Curtis's hesitation to vote for Trump back in 2016 and Stag's support for Ron DeSantis back in the early part of this year's election. In response, Stag tells the Deseret News convention delegates, quote, see through D.C. dark money PACs, study and search for the truth, close quote. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic, Andy, still stacking up on the south end.
Yeah, well, that's actually down around, Draper. And so if you're heading up over Point of the Mountain, you've got some brake lights between Bluffdale and Bangor. But we've also got a what looks like a crash on the left shoulder on North 15 going from Linden to Pleasant Grove. And so the slowdowns from that start around 800 North Orem and clear up just before you get to Pleasant Grove. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Provo police are trying to find the driver of a car that was caught on video going airborne and hitting two other cars. KS on his radio's Adam Small has more.
A dental business near 130 East and 500 North in Provo sent KSL what their surveillance cameras caught a week and a half ago. You can see a white car enter a parking lot where it goes airborne, first standing on its front bumper before spinning around then landing on two parked cars. Provo police say before this happened, they tried to pull the car over, but it took off. You can find the video and more information about the suspect still at large on KSLNewsRadio.com. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A man in Saratoga Springs says he was shocked when he checked his home surveillance cameras after hearing a strange noise in the night and then watched a would-be burglar try to break into his home for half an hour. KSL TV's Andrew Adams is following the story.
The doorbell camera gave the best view of the guy, but no further insight into why. From there, Saratoga Springs police tell KSL the man broke into a car across the street.
The homeowner says he doesn't know why the stranger stuck around for so long, but he's glad the suspect wasn't able to get in through any of the windows when he pulled out the screens.
Researchers are trying to learn more about what they call accelerated aging and if it's causing early onset cancers.
That's the conclusion of an abstract presented at the annual meeting of the American Association for Cancer Research. But an investigator with the Huntsman Cancer Institute says those findings may be premature.
Their conclusions for the results and the information that they have in the abstract make sense to me. They look correct, but I don't think I would jump the gun and say, oh, it's accelerated aging that's really causing early onset cancers. We really need to do a lot more investigation before we can draw that conclusion.
Dr. Sheetal Hardiker says the research for this only involved people in Great Britain, so additional research needs to be done using a more ethnically diverse group of people. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
No prolonged stretches of delays on the freeways right now. That's good news. We'll check your traffic and weather together next.
Listen to KSL for news to get exactly what you want.
Stories about what's going to affect me.
Traffic. If I want to know now, I'll go to KSL Radio.
Hear the important stories, the stories that affect you.
On KSL News Radio.
In a world where ugly siding, leaky gutters, and inefficient windows are sapping homeowners of their will to live, one company must save us all. This year, join RGS Exteriors as it embarks on a mission to eliminate outdated home exteriors, one Utah home at a time. Every plank of old, ugly siding must be replaced. Every leaky gutter must be eradicated. Every inefficient, energy-sapping window must be vanquished. Once and for all, begin your epic remodeling quest by calling RGS Exteriors for a free estimate. Discover how a heroic team of experts will save your siding, gutters, or windows for a fair, no-nonsense price. Call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or journey online to rgsexteriors.com. RGS Exteriors, coming soon to a home near you.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221. Or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
8:39, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, still have that delay coming over Point of the Mountain, adding a couple of minutes to your drive to get past Bangor Highway if you're coming from Utah County. Those of you in South Jordan, still seeing delays on Bangor up, trying to get through 9800 South. And Mountain View, if you're in West Valley, you'll have to wait for that light at 3500 South. That's taking people a little bit to get through there. Heather?
I'm not seeing any problems right now on I-15, US 89 or Legacy Parkway through Weber and Davis counties. Still have a little bit of congestion on 5600 South in Roy. That's heading away from 3500 West toward the railroad tracks, but it's not overly congested. You won't have excessive delays there. Eric?
We got a crash northbound I-15 in Linden. This is as you go past 1600 north up towards the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. Several cars lined up against the left barrier, and you've got a car in the grass on the right-hand side, too. We see emergency vehicles starting to show up, so the delays may increase. Sorry to tell you that, but right now you have them at any rate as you head north. If you're past that through American Fork and Lehigh, it's all good to Point of the Mountain, where you'll see some more brake tapping. Box Elder County is gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a dry, cool front that'll brush through the northern half today. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 60s, and a light breeze out of the northwest. 61 tomorrow, mostly sunny, rises to 66 on Friday. Saturday, we're back to 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Not much sunshine out there right now, 51 degrees.
Coming up in a moment, today marks 100 days until the Paris Olympic Games. You found this by the Jimmer Fredette. It was on TV, right?
Yeah, people may not know. He's going to represent the U.S. on a 3-on-3 basketball competition in Paris.
Is this fantastic? We're going to hear more in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Olson's Greenhouse. They're a fourth-generation Utah grower, and you may not know it, but their plants are so good that you'll find them at Home Depot, Walmart, Costco. And Brian Lloyd is with us. I just checked your weather on Saturday, Brian. Going to be perfect.
Uh-huh. It is. It is. It's time to get going. And there's no better way to do that than with container gardening, because you can set these out outdoors this time of year when the weather's good. And if we happen to get a touch of cold weather for a day or two, you can always bring them into the garage or into the house to protect them from that cold weather. Or you can just put cold tolerant varieties. And we've got the stores loaded up with great varieties that can go outside full time right now.
I want people to know, Brian, that you're a master gardener who's traveled all over the world. I just think that we're lucky to have you here with Olson's Greenhouse providing plants to our Home Depots.
Yeah, the funnest part about my job, Amanda, is I get to travel the world and find new varieties that breeders are coming up with all the time. And then we bring them back to Olson's Greenhouse, to our climate here in Utah. We have a huge trial garden, and we test these varieties for several years before we release them to the market, just to make sure that they're going to perform in our unique Utah climate.
And by the way, Saturday's Container Fest is a perfect opportunity to take advantage of some expert skills. Tell people about your thriller, spillers, and fillers theory.
Yeah, thrillers, fillers, and spillers is just an easy way to decorate a container. It means you put one great centerpiece that kind of attracts attention, and that's your thriller. And then you fill around that with fillers. These are plants like petunias that mound and fill up the container, the bulk of it. And then we always like to add a touch of a spiller that trails over the side of the pot at the end. And that's the recipe for making a beautiful container, no matter what plants and colors you like to decorate with.
So I'm dumping out the old soil in my pots and bringing them to Home Depot. And that's this Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, it's this Saturday. And too often, we're glad we're getting the word out today, because too often people come to us in May and say, when's your Container Fest? It's only one day. We do it every spring, late April. And it's this Saturday, April 20th, at your closest Home Depot. You can bring your pots, or we've got a great selection at the Home Depots for you. And we definitely have a ton of different plant varieties that you can pick out. And our people in the stores are there to help you design, and they'll plant that up for you with free soil donated by Scott's Miracle-Gro.
All right, don't miss Container Fest coming up Saturday.
You love the feel behind the wheel.
You'll love the new 2024 Acura MDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 MDX only $589 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main. You'll love the new 2024 Acura RDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 RDX Super Handling All-Wheel Drive, only $459 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Groveland police are looking for the driver of a car that was caught on video spinning around in the air before hitting two other cars. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the cost of childcare in Utah is rising faster than inflation, making life tough for a lot of families.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Some delay on I-15 because of a crash in Linden and northbound, as well as backups in Bluffdale after you pass Point of the Mountain. And now I-15 starting to bog down in Murray at 4500 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low 60s today and tomorrow, then a significant warm-up. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 51 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a check of our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Boeing in the hot seat on Capitol Hill today. Two congressional hearings will take place aimed at looking into recent mechanical and structural issues with Boeing planes. House Speaker Mike Johnson could be facing the same test as his predecessors, a motion by his own party to kick him out of the job. A group of hardline Republicans do not like Johnson's idea of separating the $95 billion foreign aid package into four separate bills. Arizona lawmakers are making an attempt today at repealing that 1860s law banning almost all abortions in the state. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Phoenix.
Today, Democrats in the State House are set to try again. They'll need the support of at least two GOP lawmakers for the repeal of the law to pass. It would then head to the state Senate, where it would also need two Republican votes. Arizona's Attorney General says if legislation isn't passed, the soonest the ban will take effect is this June.
The issue is expected to be on the ballot in Arizona and other states this fall. This is ABC News.
All right. In 100 days, we'll be watching the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympic Games.
NBC and KSL TV will be your go-to channel to watch the games. And this morning, the NBC Today Show is celebrating by hosting Team USA's 3-on-3 team.
The team features former BYU Cougar and National College Player of the Year Jimmer Fredette, along with Canyon Berry, Kareem Maddox, and Dylan Travis.
We're so thrilled having you guys here. So this is the first time that the 3x3 U.S. men's teams qualified for the Olympics. How special is it going to be competing on this stage like Paris for the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, the Olympics in general, obviously, unbelievable stage. Having it in Paris in one of the best cities in the world is going to be incredible. We're just honored to be a part of Team USA, obviously. We're super excited. It's a dream come true. I grew up watching the Olympics, and to be able to have a chance to be a part of it is going to be special.
Kenya, what was your initial reaction when you found out, you know what, you made the cut?
I was actually pretty emotional. You know, it's been a long process for a lot of us to qualify for Paris, and to finally get that news and realize that our dreams have been achieved was super meaningful.
That's awesome. And Kareem, I think it's wild. You actually completely left basketball. You got into radio and storytelling, so you were following that dream. Now, here you are going to the Olympics following, you know, that dream. So what advice do you have for people who just want to follow a dream?
Yeah, follow your heart. I mean, I think it's one of those things where basketball just kept calling to me, and I kept refusing the call until finally I just was like, I got to do it.
Yeah.
We're glad you answered.
Yeah.
Now, Dylan, you had kind of a similar path. You were in teaching, which is, you know, one of the greatest professions that we need. What drew you back to this, and how excited are you for this?
Yeah, it was great. 3x3 is great because it's, you know, you do it on the weekend, so I wasn't missing a ton of time with work. And then when USA came calling to play with them last year to qualify us for the Olympics, you know, I put my teaching career on hold and kind of, like Kareem said, followed a dream to go full-time basketball. And, you know, it paid off and worked out, and the Olympic team now. So
what do you teach?
Special education.
Oh,
God bless you.
Yes. So 3x3 is a little different from what most people are used to seeing. Can anybody explain just kind of quickly how it works?
Yeah, for sure. So it's you play half court, right? So that's a little bit different. There's a 12-second shot clock, so it's very fast paced. Always 12 seconds. And it's continuous play. So whether you make it or you miss it, you take the ball and you have to clear it behind the three-point line. And then you just continue to play.
Wow.
So there's only a stoppage if there's a foul or if it goes out of bounds. So it can get tiring and very physical. And then you play by ones and twos instead of twos and threes.
A 12-second shot clock?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But think about it. We're talking Jimmer Fredette here. So just put him outside the three-point line. Toss it out to him all day and let him hit those
shots.
That's
going to be fun to watch, Tim.
It is going to be fun, and especially for Utahns and BYU fans, you know, that have loved Jimmer for years.
Yeah.
And now he's got a chance maybe to bring home a medal, maybe even a gold.
I love that.
It's great stuff. All right, it's 8:49. Let's get a look at the drive with traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, traffic on I-15 backed still between Point of the Mountain and Bangor, and then another stretch in Murray right by 45th South that we seem to see every day. 201, no slowdowns in Magna, but when you hit West Valley, going over from Mountain View to 56, or from 56 west to Bangor, you're going to have some extra travel time. Heather?
Everybody's got good speeds right now in Weber and Davis County. If you're sticking with the freeway, that includes I-84 through the mountains, US 89 Legacy Parkway, if you need to transition on to get to the airport. I-15 still has most of your traffic, but no brake lights right now, and under 30 minutes between Ogden and Salt Lake. Eric?
Most of that crash northbound I-15 in Linden in Utah County has shuffled off the road. A lot of that was over up against the left barrier, and apparently all of those folks have said, that's enough for me. We've still got one crash that's over in the crash. This is right past, it's right in the Gore area between 1600 North and Orm and the freeway. Again, this is on the northbound side. And that's really the only problem on the freeway in Utah County. You got plenty of slowing getting over to the freeway from Redwood Road on 2100 North and Pioneer Crossing and northbound Redwood Road at Porter Rockwell. That's another slow spot. Studies show being in nature improves your mental and physical health. Can't get out of the city? Take a nature break at Tracy Aviary in Liberty Park. More information and tickets at tracyaviary.org. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has a 20-degree warm-up over a 7-day span. How about today? Bottom of the hill, 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 61. We jump 5 degrees, 66 on Friday, partly cloudy skies. We're back to the low 70s Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s, how about a high of 75 by Monday, and then Tuesday, 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
52 degrees right now, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I guess it was your turn, wasn't it? We'll get one more look at how the markets are doing. Oh, weren't we reporting green numbers all morning?
Don't let it get to you, Tim.
It's gone the other way. We'll check money news for you coming up next.
I don't know if it's because I turned 60 yesterday or because we lost someone in our family to cancer recently, that I've been thinking about my health a lot. And I just want to be around in case I'm ever lucky enough to have a grandchild. I want to be around for my family as long as I can. My decision to lose 34 pounds was not based at this time in my life. I don't care about, you know, that's one of the great things about getting older. You don't care about stuff.
Right.
I don't care about what size skirt I wear. I care about having the energy to do what my family needs and be healthy. And that's the reason why many people go to Soda Weight Loss.
Well, one of the stories we've been talking about this morning is the fact that weight loss contributes to improvement of so many things.
So many things.
In your life. And lots of people lose weight. The challenge is to keep that weight off.
Right.
And that's the real difference of Soda Weight Loss, because you have some help along the way in the form of that nutritionist who really becomes a friend. And my daughter, who lost 42 pounds, Amber, you know, can reach out to that nutritionist anytime she wants at a restaurant if she's wondering about a menu item or whatever, and help you decide what to put on the plate. It's a fantastic program. Find out more. Go to SotaWeightLoss.com. It's spelled S-O-T-A, and it stands for State of the
Art.
Does your business struggle with ISO, SOC 2, HIPAA, CMMC, NIST, or other compliance? Register now for the WebCheckSecurity.com Cyber Summit. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
My name is Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. The chaos at our southern border is a national emergency. We can fix the border, but not with politicians who are more worried about their own political future than America's future. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Being present and in the moment for family activities was impossible because Will Burt was so focused on the constant pain in his leg.
My wife likes to take walks. I always kind of dreaded going on walks because they hurt. The boys both play baseball. I coach their teams. I was going to do them and be in pain and be uncomfortable and kind of sacrifice my own health.
An old Achilles injury left Will coping with agonizing pain until he discovered the natural biologic treatments at QC Kinetics. No surgery or steroids. The procedure took place in the office, and Will walked right out.
I feel great. There's no pain. There's no tenderness.
Patients like Will are feeling amazing and living their best lives.
Ironically, just got off the golf course today, so I think that's a good telltale sign that the Achilles is feeling better.
Don't be in pain another day. Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
Dave and Dujinovic.
Your child care teachers are only making $33,000 a year on average, which means child care is not coming down anytime soon. As far as solutions, how about this? Subsidies. If that makes you bristle, I think I can win you over. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. TrajanWealth.com. Markets have gone negative on us here in the last little while. The Dow was up 0.5%. Now it's down a little more than a tenth. It's off 55 points. The S&P is down 7. The NASDAQ off 57.
We've got some dark clouds. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next.
Going to take this little bit of time we have left to bring Brian Lloyd back in. Container Fest is coming up this weekend, and this portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Olson's Greenhouse. When you say you can bring anything container-wise, Brian, you mean hanging baskets, potted plants, just about anything.
We do, yeah, and people do. They bring all sorts of stuff, old whiskey barrels, ceramic containers. We've even seen like a small bathtub brought in one time. But seriously, people bring their containers from last year if they've been into container gardening. But if you're new to it, we've got a great selection that you can purchase at your Home Depot this weekend. And we've got all the beautiful plants to fill it up with.
So I could come to Home Depot and then buy whatever pots I want and then just ask you, what should I put in them?
Yeah, exactly. We'll walk around with you and help you pick out the right colors. We'll ask you what sun exposure you have, how many hours of daylight the container's going to get. And then we're off to the races. We're going to show you all the best varieties and teach you how to take care of them. And then we're going to be the ones that get our hands dirty for you. We'll plant it up for you while you're watching, and you'll be ready to go home with that beautiful container to adorn your front porch or your back patio.
Well, don't forget the best part. You're going to put the soil in the pot for free.
Yeah, you get the soil for free only this Saturday during Container Fest at your local Home Depot, and it only runs from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So make sure you get yourself down. Whether you bring containers from home or not, we've got a beautiful selection, and we've got experts from the greenhouse in every store from Logan down to Cedar City this Saturday.
We see the Olson's trucks all the time, Brian, you know, and throughout the summer. So, I mean, you're constantly bringing new plants.
We're loading up the stores every day, getting ready for spring. And actually, we've got like 40 truckloads, semi-truckloads of flowers leaving our greenhouse every day, going out to the stores in Utah and surrounding states. But there's a huge selection, tons of variety, and all these plants have been growing in the greenhouse, but they're acclimated and ready to go for our climate.
Wow, and the weather's going to be perfect for it. 70 degrees this weekend. Don't miss it. It's Container Fest at all Home Depot locations.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away. From director T.C. Christensen comes Escape from Germany in theaters now. Tickets at escapefromgermany.com.
At the heart and soul of the Larry H. Miller Company is the connection between people and the places they share. Because we believe that life takes place. Places for families to live, to laugh, and to heal. From the top of our minds to the bottom of our hearts, we're fully invested in making the places that will enrich lives for generations to come. Larry H. Miller Company. We make the places where life takes place.
8:59, traffic and weather brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
And right now, Amanda, northbound 15 still has backups going from the 7200 south portion of I-15 in Midvale up towards 5300 south in Murray. Then you're clear the rest of the way to downtown. Bangor delays have cleared out, both South Jordan and West Valley. Heather?
We're looking pretty good still through Weber and Davis County. We haven't had any accidents most of the morning. There was one fender bender very early on the west side belt, but that cleared just before 6 a.m. So right now you've got good speeds on I-15, Legacy Parkway, US 89, and just a little bit of congestion at some of the bigger intersections on the city streets. Eric?
Reduced speeds northbound I-15 in Linden, but the crash is all cleared up. Get your lawn off to a good start with Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Greener grass using less water. Spread or spray. Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Available at your favorite garden center or revive.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
60 today, and right now, sun trying to get through those clouds. 51 degrees.
The price of child care in Utah. What can be done about it? David Dujanovic has some ideas, and that's coming up next.
We'll see you back here in the morning starting at 5.